It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, December 15th. I'm Patricia Naft. As snow falls across the Rockies, a program on the western slope that makes sure seniors have enough food to ride out winter storms kicks into gear. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
This one's ravioli and this is potatoes, turkey, and ham.
Workers with Volunteers of America are preparing blizzard boxes. They contain non-perishable items like tuna, cereal, powdered milk, and canned soup.
These boxes will contain 7 meals.
That's Al Sunk, the program director of VOA's local senior community meals program. The packages provide substitute meals to homebound elders who usually receive hot or frozen meals. Sonk says the idea is to make sure they have enough to eat in case a winter storm prevents regular delivery.
We're going to probably deliver about 200 boxes this year, and that will go to Delta County, Montrose County, San Miguel, including San Miguel County, including the West End.
Sonk says many people rely on VOA's regular meal service.
There's a lot of seniors out there that without this program, they would not be able to have nutritious meals all the time. And we don't do it 5 days a week because we can't, but you know, the 3 days a week that we do it for the seniors is immensely important to them.
Last year, the program gave out about 75,000 meals to area residents.
Fortunately, most of our deliveries are made by volunteers. Wonderful volunteers. I mean, we couldn't do what we do without them.
As it begins to snow outside, workers continue to prepare the emergency food boxes that volunteers will deliver this week. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
That falling snow is beginning to accumulate more and more. The precipitation is being credited to the El Niño phenomenon. The temperature of a patch of water in the Pacific Ocean serves as one of the best indicators for predicting weather. This year is rivaling the strongest El Niño in recorded history. Joe Ramey is with the National Weather Service in Grand Junction. He says what we're experiencing now is what was expected.
Typically what we have is a wet fall that can continue right through December, and this December looks like it's going to be quite active right into Christmas week. And then what we've traditionally seen, especially with strong El Niños, that January is a dry month, and February can be quite dry also. But then most often we pick back up in March, April, May, and have a somewhat wet spring. So again, the trend with El Niño is a wet fall season, possibly extending into December, then a dry heart of winter, and then a wet spring.
He says that while snow accumulation may not be very high in the valleys, up in the mountains, they're seeing above average snowpack. The Colorado Avalanche Information Center recently updated their warnings. The San Miguel mountain range got upgraded from moderate to a considerable threat of avalanche. The program recommends careful snowpack evaluation, cautious route finding, and conservative decision making while trekking and skiing in the area. Norwood is on its way to having its own pharmacy. The Uncompahgre Medical Center has been considering creating their own in-house pharmacy for a while, but now it looks like it will soon be open. Erlen Grulich is UMC's lead on the project. Originally, he says they were just hoping to supplement their service, but then it became a little more important.
We then heard, at first through the community grapevine, that Don wanted to retire. Don at the Nuclear Pharmacy. And he made that noise to friends. He shared that with the community. He was very open about it. But he didn't want to do it until there was a reliable alternative.
With the Nuclear Pharmacy gone, their closest pharmacy would be Telluride. So they got a government grant to help cover the cost of the new pharmacy and pharmacist. But with that came a deadline, 120 days.
They give you 120 days to hire a pharmacist. Try to find a pharmacist that wants to live in Norwood when they could live in San Francisco or Santa Fe or God knows, right? And so we have to find a pharmacist and we have to be open by the end of December.
Thanks to a strong support from the community, says Grulich, they've been able to meet that goal. A pharmacist is hired, the facility is getting some finishing touches, and they plan to be open for the new year, serving the residents of Norwood and beyond. The town of Palisade recently received an unwelcome result from a building study. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
the old high school, which has been renovated to accommodate the police force and other governmental workers, is in dire need of asbestos removal.
We were quite surprised to find that we have a $400,000-plus asbestos removal issue.
That's Richard Sales, Palisades Town Administrator. The other big problem that was found? A leaking roof.
Contractor believes that some of the roof may have asbestos in it as well. So the roof would actually have to be part of the remediation process, which sort of complicates matters in that I can't just go put a new roof on and then wait while I raise money to get asbestos out of the building.
So now they're in a bit of a bind. $400,000 for the asbestos, and they can't ignore it, and they can't tear the building down. They would have to clear out the hazardous material before demolition.
The building is structurally sound from everything we can see, and so at that point it'd be a shame to, you know, tear down a usable building that's now clean.
So he says that the town board is looking into finding some state money to help cover the cost, and is considering even some historical designation for the 77-year-old building to try to find some funds. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A Grand Junction police officer is suspended and demoted after an internal investigation found he was improperly using a records database. The Daily Sentinel reports that Corporal Cal Atkinson looked up the address of another police officer's ex-wife. The department says that Atkinson did this during his personal time, but it was still a breach of conduct. The investigation also found other instances of misuse in previous years. Atkinson had been with the Grand Junction Police Department for 19 years. State agencies are briefing legislative committees about the ins and outs of their departments to get lawmakers up to speed before the start of the annual legislative session, which begins on January 13th. As Benta Berkland reports, the Joint Education Committee will get briefed today.
The Education Committee deals with legislation on K-12 schools as well as colleges and universities. The governor's office is proposing education budget cuts this year. Democratic Senator Nancy Todd of Aurora serves on the Senate Education Committee and says another big topic will be school testing. Last year, lawmakers passed a bipartisan bill to reduce the number of exams students take.
How do we maintain accountability? And how much testing does it require, and how are our kids doing on a daily basis, not just on one test a year?
Todd says lowering the achievement gap and trying to get more qualified teachers to serve in rural schools will also be priorities. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.